Thank you again.
Thank you very much for the very challenging question. I will make just a few remarks concerning the fact that it is true. Article 36 requires the implementation at a national level. It's a domestic endeavor, but and requires, of course, a certain level of self-discipline, and we trust states that they're implementing those type of obligations in good faith. And this does not make it any different from other aspects, as I mentioned earlier, of international law. At the end of the day, states are implementing at the domestic level their international obligation, be it Article 36 or the way they interpret certain rules of international humanitarian law, for example, when conducting when they are engaged in armed conflict. Article 36, yes, it is. It can be considered as a legal filter, but also as a facilitator, but not to facilitate weapons that might not be able to comply with international law. It is a facilitator to ensure that in light of military necessity, states can abide by their international obligation. And let's assume that even if at certain stage states would perhaps agree to on a ban, for example, on certain type of autonomous weapons, legal reviews of weapons will be again key, because it's the entry point where the state will have to assess whether that weapon system fall within or not their international obligation and with that specific ban. So in any event, Article 36 is, I believe, a key. We have seen a number of states presenting their review, and I think this gives also an opportunity to see how things are done in practice. And I don't believe that those states who have shared their perspective necessarily this goes in conflict with their national security. I think what we hope and what we encourage on the part of states is that they share their procedure. It's really the procedural aspect that could be interesting to see what sort of element one would need to take into account when assessing the legality of reviews of weapons. And I will conclude by the fact that I'm rather optimistic, because I've seen a number of states over the last 2 years engaging in a review procedure of their review process. So this means that the evolution of new technology is taking into account at the national level, because states and some of the states represented here are actually reviewing those procedures in order to face new challenges. And this is something that needs to be noted, because those discussions that we're having here have, at the end of the day, an influence at the national level on how states see their current procedure and what sort of way they could use to improve their mechanism. Thank you.